This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. More than a week after testing positive for the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump described himself Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. Speaking in a telephone interview on Fox News Channel on Sunday morning, he said, "I beat this crazy, horrible China virus. It seems like I'm immune." Mr. Trump said he had a, quote, protective glow after being treated with several medications during a four-day hospital stay and after returning to the White House last week. But he did not say and was not asked whether he has definitively tested negative for the virus that has now killed around 214,600 people in the United States and infected more than 7.7 million Americans. A short time after the television interview, Mr. Trump said on Twitter that he had received, quote, a total and complete sign-off from White House doctors yesterday. He added erroneously, "That means I can't get it, immune, and can't give it. Very nice to know." Twitter later said the tweet violated the Twitter rules about spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said Saturday night that the president meets current Centers for Disease Control and Prevention standards, quote, for the safe discontinuation of isolation. The doctor said by currently recognized standards, he is no longer considered a transmission risk to others. Conley also said there is no longer evidence of actively replicating virus. But it's still not known when Mr. Trump last tested negative before his positive test was revealed October 2nd. That information would indicate how long the president was contagious and what events he attended during that period. Mr. Trump held a political rally at the White House on Saturday and has more planned for next week. You're listening to VOA News.